Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip. Welcome, everybody, to another broadcast. I am learning how to use StreamYard. So I have to come back up for a little bit. I've been trying to do this podcast so much. I don't want to edit anything because I want to show you how sometimes, because you watch YouTube, you watch all these different videos and you read all this article, not until you actually put what you learned and read about to practice that you know you learned it, right? I press button. Some of the videos I recorded were blank. Sometimes there's a screen on my face the whole time I'm talking for 15 minutes, nothing's changed, but I didn't edit it. I didn't do anything with it because I wanted to show you how sometimes it's trial and repetition. If you press this button that doesn't work, try something else that doesn't work. So actually for this particular today, this is my second recording. Last week, I didn't report it because it was too bad. I couldn't see anything. It would have been a waste of your time. But I still have in my YouTube list of do's and don'ts I'm going to share where whenever using StreamYard, what button to push, and when you push this button, you're not on the stream. I had a very early conference today with my international group of people, so that's why I'm actually taking the opportunity to go ahead and do it, because if I wait till later, this is not going to get done. I made a commitment to make sure I come on live because that's part of me getting out of my own way on Sundays to do Success Sundays, right? So that's why I'm here. I did it early. Okay, I'm moving things around. I talked on teachers' well-being earlier. We had like 10 minutes. I picked some habits to stay calm, especially this Danish. I know it's the month of January. It's ending. And you already feel like you did so much in this 1 month that the year should be over by now because you just overwhelmed. And that's a lot of us. And it turns out that the teacher shortage, of course, you know, it's worldwide. A lot of schools and a lot of good leaders are focusing on educators burnt out because it has a huge impact on students' academics since we're here for the kids, right? Everything they tell you, you're here for the kids. You want more money? Do it for the kids. You want time to rest? Do it for the kids. It's as if they want you to sacrifice your life for the kids. And as soon as something happens to you, you're already being replaced with somebody else that's doing it for the kids. With that being said, here's the PowerPoint. I am learning how to do it. I'm not going to edit it because this is raw. When you see these YouTube people, they put a lot of work in it. It looks easy. It looks simple. But it really takes a lot of work, and I have a lot of respect for them moving forward because I've been pressing button. I learned how to make third banner and branding and chatting and comments and all this other stuff that I'm going to want you to do. I learned how to do that. If you notice at the beginning, I had recorded a video real quick. I have my side. These are all the different things that I was trying to do, and I learned. So right now, let me go over the habit that I'm talking about right now. I'm going to switch gear. I'm kind of excited. You may think this is easy. I'm talking very fast because if I don't and I pause, I feel like my heart's going to come out my chest because doing this live in different platform is kind of nerve-wracking. So as I'm doing this broadcast and learning StreamYard, I'm still going to share some nugget with you that at least will be worth your time watching me struggle through this process. Anyway, these are the 8 habits that I share with the community. IIU, I think it's an international school that connect with as many educators they can throughout the world. Majority of India, Romania, Czech, Denmark. I think I've seen some folks here in the US and many of Africa, but it's mostly in that side of the world. So when it's late in their time, it's early morning on mine. So I'm going to use the same information that I share with them with you. It's simple. It's nothing that you've never heard before. These are the 8 habits to stay calm. And I'm going to practice to see it. And this is who I am. Of course, you know this. Look, I'm using it. I'm the founder and CEO of Parallelogram Institute and the founder and the creator of the Leading Inspiring Innovative Movement. Right? I'm an educator, teacher, and a mentor for 20 years of experience in secondary school environment and adult continuing education. That's me by trade. However, now I am working with educators that love their job, but they hate teaching because they are completely burnt out and overworked. And of course, they are definitely underpaid, right? So I created this 5-step system that's going to help them leverage what they already know to set up a business that's going to pay them what they're worth, control their time, and do what they really love. All right. Do you know when you get stressed and exhausted? Do you have a system in place to renew, rejuvenate, and recharge yourself? Do you use your system regularly? You created it, so now you have to use it. Next, pay attention to the pattern. Yeah, now I could do that. You see, I'm doing all the buttons. Pay attention to your response to stress. What's happening to your physical body? Are you overwhelmed? Do you feel overwhelmed? Are you sweating a lot? Is your heart pounding so fast that you feel that's coming out your chest? You know, are you feeling a little lightheaded? Are you feeling dizzy? Or your mouth getting drier and drier on a regular basis? What is happening to your physical body when you get stressed? You have to pay attention to these signals because it's good for you to know that. And once it's happening, you're going to do the next thing that I said. Develop a healthy response to stress. When those things are happening, you have to pause. Even if you're in your classroom, you may have one student take over while you take a quick breath. You could sit down for a minute, drink a quick sip of water, breathe. If you have someone in the classroom with you, you could take a walk to the bathroom real quick. So you could just, you know, take a moment just to be quiet and check on yourself. Okay, those are very important. Walk away if a situation that's getting aggressively worse. You know, sometimes as educators, people don't realize some of the young people come in with a lot, and the person they take it out of on is usually us, you know, before they get to the counselor, security. We've already got the brunt of it all, right? Walk away. That way is going to help your brain to pause that snowballing effect of you getting angrier and angrier to the point that you might say something that you're going to regret. Those are some of the tips that I have for you to respond to your stressful situation. Next is I like to start my morning right. I have a morning routine where I get up. First thing I do pray in the morning. I do meditate in the morning. I watch a YouTube exercise as much as I can before I leave in the morning to keep myself healthy. And I read my spiritual doctrine. For me, that's my Bible. You may have something different. I do that just to start my day on the right foot with positive things, spiritual things that I know that's going to uplift me. So I make sure I do that. Next is I express gratitude. I wake up in the morning already thanking God that I'm alive. I put my foot down. I'm able to see the world and I know my name. My eyes are working. My hands are working. My brain is intact. I remember some stuff. You know, I could feel things. I could smell things. Those are just the basic thing you could already be grateful about. I know sometimes like, there's nothing to be grateful about. The fact that you could say that and you have the ability to formulate a thought from your brain down to your mouth, that's a lot. Because there's some people who can't talk because they had something, they got sick, that they lost that. There's some people who can't see. There's some people who can't feel anything. So when your body works and the part that works, you will start being grateful on that. Be grateful you have a job. We may not like it and not having fun in it at all, and you're doing everything in your power to to move away from it, but right now you have it to take care of yourself and your family. Those are some things you could start to be grateful for. Clear your space. I know, what? Yes, right now you can't see it. I have all the teaching stuff. When I resigned from my classroom as a teacher, I have all that stuff in here in my office, and it drives me crazy because I don't like clutter. I like stuff to be clean and neat and organized. I want to be able to reach and get something that I need. That's my mental health. That's the simple way I keep my mind straight. Get rid of noise, get rid of people, get rid of projects that clear away your physical space where I'm sitting, your mental space, your emotional space. Sometimes some of those things got to be cleaned away. You got to do a quick detoxing to keep yourself calm. Like, there's too much going on. Just find a moment to be still, you know, just move away. Next is, it's not about you. Everybody on this planet are dealing with one thing or the other. And sometimes they take it out at the person that's closest to them or someone that's in front of them. And that might be you. And yes, don't forget, you are so tired. And sometimes your response to their response doesn't create an ideal environment or situation. But if you can, within your power, within yourself, can, like, okay, this is not about me, let me get the heck out of here, or find somebody the help they need and you move away, that's ideal. Don't take on other people's problems that have nothing to do with you. Yes, they're cursing out. Yes, they're pointing fingers. They're doing all of that stuff. You still got to go, that's not me. That has nothing to do with me. Don't even, young people are making choices. Human being, we have choices. That's the one thing God gave us, is the will to choose. To will to make decisions. Sometimes you gotta choose you, which I did. You know, a lot of people say, how can you quit? Easy. I was losing my mind. I couldn't think. I couldn't sleep. My digestion got really bad. I couldn't do simple math. It was time for me to go. So that's why I choose me. Sometimes you just have to do those hard choices. Next is avoid multitasking. I know a lot of you think you're awesome. You're multitasking. No. I wish I had find that research where the gentleman was talking about our brain, our brain switch task, but we're really not multitasking. Right now, I'm doing StreamYard. If something caught my attention or I'm listening to music, I'm watching different things, my brain is not necessarily looking at that screen right now. It switched to reading somewhere else. It switched to listen to the music. It switched for you to write. It switched for you to read the book. It's not doing them together of what you think multitasking is. On top of that, when you're already tired, excuse me. When you're already tired, your brain is have very little energy and capacity to begin with, and you're adding more to it. That's going to increase your anxiety. You're going to get more overwhelmed and you're going to be less productive because you're all over the place, right? And that doesn't work. So avoid multitasking as much as you can. Lastly, focus on your health. I mentioned it throughout. This whole thing is about you, not somebody else. You. Pay attention to you because the world needs you. So you have to be here to complete your purpose. In order to do that, you have to take care of yourself. First of all, these are the most important three things that you can do to keep yourself healthy. One, exercise. Two, healthy diet. Three, go to sleep. Oh, I'm the night person. I'm a day person. It doesn't matter. Go to sleep. Find a moment for you to go to sleep. Stop making excuses. And then you're going to be cranky tomorrow, cranky to your family, to your friend, to your student, and you're going to say the world is bad. No, you just need some sleep. Go get some sleep. Get a nice, healthy plate of food and a quick walk. You'll be surprised what just a walk around the block will do for you. You can talk to yourself. You know what I do when I talk and I take all the word that you cannot say to the person, I say it all out while I'm walking. All the profanity, all the way, all the stuff, I get it all out. And it's you get to breathe fresh air and you get all that stuff out of your system, out of your brain, and you didn't offend anybody, right? So, one, sleep. Two, eat right. Three, exercise. focus on those three things always, right? And after that, you know, the rest, you just do the best that you can. Finally, these are the summary of the 8 tips that we talked about. Pay attention to your response to stress. Develop the healthy way to respond to your stress. Create a calming morning routine. You could title that anything you want. You know, express gratitude. I use a journal at night. I say it verbally in the morning, but before I go to sleep at night, I write in my journal, thank you for the day. I got that from Oprah Winfrey because she said that she used to create a grateful journal. She write 5 things, but me, I don't know how many lines I have. My calendar, I fill the whole lines for everything. And then clear your space, physical, emotional space to make sure that you stay in calm as much as possible. It's not about you. Understand that people are coming into your space, to your room, to your car, to your house, to your office with their own thing, to your Zoom, to your virtual meeting. Everybody's coming in with all that. It's not about you. Avoid multitasking. Become an expert. That's what I'm doing now. Like I said, I hit the ground running because I was so tired and I crashed. So now I'm taking the opportunity for me to master different part of my business very clearly. The same thing I want you to do. Avoid multitasking. Become an expert, not a jack of all trades. And next, focus on your health, okay? Sleep, eat right, exercise. 20 minutes. It's not that big a deal. And finally, these are your action steps. Create and find a calm area, even though if it's a closet. Make sure it's small, wherever it is. Make sure it's comfortable. It could call your escape zone if you wanted. You could title it, because I know witches like little cute titles. You call it your escape zone if you want to. Right? Next is, I can't barely see that. Let me make it bigger. What do you do to keep yourself healthy? Whatever it is, make sure that it's working for you. Make sure that it's something that has become part of your day, that it, you could do it regularly, so it's become your second nature for you until it's time for you to change it. Again, start exercising. Figure it out. You could go up, down your steps. If you cannot leave your house, sometimes because it's virtually snowing, it's cold, I'm not going outside, I go up and down my steps for a few minutes. You just got to find some way to move your body. That's all at the end of the day that we're saying. Okay. Next is, this is all the different way that you could contact me. Of course, you could email me. I am for a Parallelogram Institute. Join my Facebook group, which is Teacher Be a Boss. And then my website is Parallelogram Institute. Of course, you definitely can follow this YouTube link. I would definitely appreciate it. Give me a follow because you're going to go on this journey with me. You're going to watch how I'm struggling with StreamYard right now to one day you're going to see that StreamYard is doing dance and different things going on with it. So these are all the tips I have for you today. And I would love for you to give a comment, anything that you could do. And I appreciate you. And thanks for watching. Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that will need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.